guys, happy Monday and welcome to our Monday night Optimal Health Community Time. We are live in webinar format, podcast format, and I am so excited to be co-hosting with my amazing and beautiful friend, Gwen. Gwen, are you so excited for our topic tonight?
I am. I love this topic, and I swear that this is all I talk about. So this was the perfect night for me to get to co-host with you.
Love it. Oh my gosh, so cool. So guys, as the room is filling up tonight, I want you guys to be interactive tonight, be a part of the community. And let's start with popping in the chat. Where are you guys all coming from? I saw some of you guys popped it in there already, but I'm also going to challenge you. Let's pop in there what you are grateful for this season, because gosh, guys, it is a season of gratitude, and we're going to be talking a bit about that tonight. And I know Thanksgiving is so much associated with turkey and stuffing, right? And talking about, we're actually going to be talking about the real meaning behind Thanksgiving and talking about how to really help you thrive in your health during the holiday season and beyond that, because there's so much more than just the holiday season. So our topic tonight is featuring element 8, learning to eat every 3 hours, Thanksgiving edition, right? So I love it. Gwen, are you seeing all of these amazing gratitudes in the chat?
Yes, I love seeing where everybody's coming from. I love seeing the weather, how many people are in the cold like me and other people are in the warm, and then all the things that people are grateful for and how they're excited to see family and loved ones and just reconnect with people. That's what Thanksgiving and holidays are about, isn't it, Chelsea?
It absolutely is. And you know what? We're really going to dive into that tonight. So I am loving all of this. So much gratitude. And you guys keep popping it in there. So before we get rocking and rolling here tonight, I do want to touch on the fact that we are a part of a huge mission. All of us, each and every one of us, something bigger than ourselves. But to become successful as an Optavia coach, it takes hard work. But success means creating a huge impact on so many people's lives. So touching on the income disclosure statement here, we're going to pop the bit.ly link into the chat so you can reference that and take a closer look. But we do get compensated well to do a lot of good in the world, right? And we do well by doing good. And that's one of the most incredible things that I love about this community, right, Gwen?
Absolutely. It's amazing.
Yes, I love that. All right, guys. So let's get rocking and rolling. For those of you who are joining us on the podcast, and listening to the recording, I want to introduce myself. My name is Chelsea, and I'm going to touch a bit on the gratitude to start us off tonight. Okay. So as we approach Thanksgiving, the word Thanksgiving means the act of expressing or feeling thankfulness, right? And in other words, it's the act of giving thanks for what we're grateful for, okay? So the cool thing is, research suggests that gratitude is strongly and consistently associated with greater happiness. And I know all of us in here, we have such a cool community, and we all are just like, we wanna be happy and bring everybody into this world, right? Gratitude helps people feel more positive emotions, and it actually improves their health and deal with adversity. Okay. So we need that in this season. Cultivating gratitude keeps us mentally resilient, right? And in times of adversity and emotional turmoil, guys, let's talk about those Thanksgiving get-togethers with your family, right? So practicing gratitude actually acts as a psychological booster. Isn't that so cool? Gwen, did you know that?
I did not know that. I love that.
Yeah, so cool. So anyway, I want to give you guys just a quick background as we get rocking and rolling here as to where we came in to coaching. We came in to serve a few patients in our practice, and I'm a nurse practitioner. I'm no longer in clinical practice. My husband's an orthopedic surgeon, and we wanted to have an impact on our patients. So what we came in thinking was just going to help a few of our patients, obviously expanded way beyond those four walls of the office, realizing that friends and family and their loved ones and their friends and their family, right? They all had such a huge need. And with this program, we were able to touch more lives than we could in just the office in what, 5-10 minutes that you get to spend time with your provider, right? So speaking of gratitude, the beginning of this year, I was actually getting ready to speak on stage at one of our events in front of about 1200 or 1500 other amazing health coaches. And normally that would absolutely terrify me, but in the back of my mind, I was thinking about a call that I actually had scheduled that night to find out some biopsy results. Turns out the day before my 33rd birthday, I was actually diagnosed with cancer. So all good at this point, which is really great, but I can tell you that if it weren't for this community, things would have been so incredibly different. Talk about the healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances. Reference income disclaimer. My ortho-oncologist was unsure of how long the tumor had been growing. And I had been battling some fatigue, but I kind of just brushed it off. And I'm like, that's fine, probably post-COVID fatigue, right? And my primary care physician said, if I wasn't as healthy as I was, I would have felt a lot different than I did. I was majorly anemic. My labs were all over the place. But she said, because I was so healthy, I was able to maintain the function as well as I did for so long. Guys, health isn't just a healthy weight. That's a part of it, right? But no matter what part of your journey that you're on, eating healthy, low glycemic index meals every 3 hours is always optimal, whether you're in the weight loss phase or you're optimizing or creating longevity. And I owe it to our Habits of Health transformational system for keeping me as healthy as I was given the circumstances, right? Like, it's crazy to think about. So talking about healthy mindset and gratitude, I am in such gratitude for the emotional agility that I've gained. Years ago, if this would have happened, I would have lost. Like, it would have been much different. But because of the amazing people that we're surrounded with, and I know you guys feel that, and I see the chat blowing up, and I appreciate you guys so much. The community and the tools that we're given in this entire community, I was able to come at all of this in a much different way and more positive. And lastly, before we move on, I'm going to touch on being grateful for options, guys. If I would have still been in clinical practice as a nurse practitioner, I would have had to take FMLA or time off, right? Gwen, we're always having to ask, like in our prior worlds, right? You have to ask for time off. I would have had to take time off FMLA. And if my husband's not operating, he's not creating an income. Mm-hmm. We are so beyond grateful for the option for my husband to be able to take time off work so that we could go to the specialty clinic in San Francisco, go to my appointments, go to follow-ups, surgery, and I still have follow-ups, but we don't have to worry about the financial aspect. And that was the last thing on our mind the entire time because of the opportunity of doing well by doing good. Guys, this is the gift that we're able to give to others. Sometimes it starts with the physical health aspect, but dang, right? Like, it's just so cool. And talk about gratitude, right? I am forever grateful for my coach offering me this. So with that being said, guys, some of the things that we're going to touch on tonight. Fueling your body every 3 hours, one of the great places to start. In order to transform your health and well-being for long-term goals, it's all about your choices. It's the power of choices versus cheating, right? How do you want to feel as you show up for the holidays? What happens when we go out of fat burn? And we're going to talk about some tips on how to stay on track with that. So Gwen, my friend, I'm going to turn it over to you because I know you have some incredible thoughts to give around this.
Absolutely. And for those of you guys listening to this on playback on podcast, what you didn't see is Chelsea's photos of her cute dogs with her adorable husband. And Chelsea, tell us the name of your cute dogs in case we hear them in the background as we're doing our podcast tonight and our webinar.
You definitely might. So Milo, but it will be Milo that will be the loud one, just saying.
I love it. I love it. Cute. And I have two dogs too. So I had to say, for those of you guys that don't get to see all these photos, well, my name is Gwen, and I am so excited to be here tonight to talk about eating every 3 hours, because tonight is kind of an interesting, I'm going to start to get emotional right out of the gate. 9 years ago tonight, my mom started the program. This morning, 9 years ago, the Monday of Thanksgiving. So let me rewind first to when I found our program. I had a friend doing the program, and she kind of explained to me, you know, how this works. So I jumped on board because I had weight to lose. And put in the chat if this is you. I joined because I wanted to get healthy, and I was not planning to help other people. I didn't care if I inspired other people. I just was sick and tired of being sick and tired. If that's you, that you are somebody that you're just here to be focusing on yourself and not really thinking about other people or helping other people, okay, I'm seeing a lot of me's. That's great to see. So here's what was funny about that though. That was me. And then as I started having some results, my neighbor was like, well, geez, you're not going to get skinny without me. How do I do this thing? So I ended up becoming a coach just to help my one friend. How many of you guys might say yes if it was just the one friend that was going to be jealous that you were ahead of her, right? That was how I ended up kind of getting roped into it, as I say. But I just kind of kept my head down, kept doing the work. And guess what happened next? Another neighbor was like, well, geez, I would like to do this too. And then fast forward to where we were 9 years ago. My mom says, well, I'm ready to get healthy too. Because, you know, a lot of times we learn our habits from our family. And I remember, because, you know, at that point, I really hadn't dove into all the mental component. My mom, I'm going, are you sure you really want to start the Monday before Thanksgiving? Like, there's pie, there's this. And she says, you know what, Gwen? I've had 70 years of eating unhealthy in the holidays. It's time to take my life back. How many of you guys are in that space where you're realizing how many years of unhealthy holidays you've had? And you may have a couple bumps over the next 6 weeks, but you're all in because you're all in. Well, my mom at 70 years old would come over a couple times a week and do laundry. Her love language is service. Hallelujah for me. And that's my mom. That was in the middle of her journey. She ended up losing 60 pounds in 6 months at 70 years old and has kept it off for 9 years, right? Isn't she adorable, right? And when she'd come over to do the laundry, she was exhausted with 60 pounds extra on her body. And so she started losing weight. And instead of sitting in between laundry loads, doing Sudoku and watching Dora the Explorer with my then at that time 4-year-old, all of a sudden, the more weight she lost, the less weight she was carrying around. And as she'd go put laundry away, the next thing you know, she'd be organizing a drawer. She'd be cleaning something out. And finally, I was like, Mom, okay, I'm excited that you feel great, but stop organizing my stuff. I can't find anything, right? So the thing that was so funny about that is as I started slowly getting healthier and more people came on board, the interesting thing about all of this is my mom was 70 with 60 pounds to lose. We know how she felt. We know the energy she had. Fast forward 6 months, my mom was a new person. And here's the thing that I tell people all the time is, you know, I did not get involved in this to go help a bunch of people. I had no clue where this was going to go. And I remember saying, as I slowly helped a few more people and it just kept evolving, if I never helped one more person aside from my mom, it was worth saying yes. Because our parents, our family are who teaches us our habits, right? And so I ended up helping my mom and then my sister, my brother-in-law. I mean, we have gotten a such a healthy community in my family because of this. So one last thing I want to leave you with. So my mom 9 years ago pulls off the weight, but it doesn't stop there because she's done the life book twice, read the habits of health book twice. Guess what she's done? She's kept it off and she goes to Mexico 3 weeks every year. Now, how many of you, when you go to Mexico or a vacation, you go all in on the vacation, throw all in the chat, if you know what I'm saying, right? My mom understands balanced eating every 3 hours. So when she goes through customs for 3 weeks, she brings 3 weeks worth of bars and shakes and does kind of a 3 and 3 because she doesn't want to have to pull an ounce off when she gets back home. And so that's the thing that I love about that. What I'm so grateful for is I'm grateful that my neighbor wrote me into starting to support her. And then my mom came along a couple months later, and I know that I have given my children years that are full of energy with my mom that she never would have had if she hadn't pulled the weight off. So that's the thing, is I just love having an energetic 79-year-old mom, and she's still rocking and rolling and happy and still kept the weight off 9 years later, because that's what this is about. So Chelsea, anything you think to add to my mom's story and mine along the way here?
Oh my gosh, I wish mom was on here. It sounds so adorable. I love it. But no, you know what? When you are ready to make the decision, it doesn't matter. And when you realize that you have the gift and the tools, it's pretty cool. Talk about that ripple effect, right? Gwen, are you so upset that you got roped in?
I am so, oh my goodness. If I could do it all over again, I would do it 5 more times. So yes, yeah, and that's what I joke. They twisted my arm, and I had no vision for who I was going to inspire. And my mom was the first one, my dad, my whole family. I had no clue when I said yes, that they were watching and they were all ready to get healthy as time went on.
Yeah, I love that. Oh my gosh, so cool. Well, hopefully I'll meet mom someday because she's awesome. But anyway, I love this. So next, what we're going to do is we are going to turn it over to Casey here to chat a little bit more about some eating habits during Thanksgiving time.
Hey guys, it's great to be here. Thank you. Thank you. Congratulations to both of you guys and your mom. That's awesome. And at this time of year too, like it is, that's really, really cool. And we're going to talk about that because if your goal is important enough to where you have made that decision to work through your 5-in-1 fat burn phase 1 during Thanksgiving, we're going to give you some tips and kind of some science type of stuff to look for so that we can take the emotions out of it. Because sometimes, you know, emotional, psychological stuff that we work through with health coaching and with just everything, that life book is so critical. But there are some science things that can actually help kind of think the other way and maybe take some of that emotional stuff out of it so that you just are basing it on like, hey, here's the reason I don't want to do this. Here's the reason I don't want to do this, right? So we'll talk about that. Apparently I serve turkeys without a shirt, but this is, we've all had kind of a before, and then an after again. But this is just proof that somebody who has a nutrition degree can be overconsumed with stress and financial worry. In 2008, I had gained 45 pounds. And that's when we were introduced to OptaVia. And then needless to say, I've just been maintaining for the last 11 years, following the habits of health, basically.
And those the people in podcast can't see is his after photo is him carrying a whole plate of a huge turkey. So not only is he fit, but he has a plate of turkey, a whole turkey on his hand. So for those that can't see, perfect, Casey.
Too much fun. Yeah, get us off the screen, please, Chelsea. On to the next one. All right, so guys, if you're sticking to plan, here's a couple of big reasons why you'd want to stick to plan. Let's talk about that reset day. Okay, that reset day is sometimes, you know, we just got started, we're cranking along, we're cruising, we got all this great momentum going. And it's really sometimes hard for a lot of people to get started again if we stopped. So that momentum is really important. So just remember, no reset days, right? Consistent days in fat burn, just the studies just support over and over again that the most consistent days you can have in fat burn is actually gonna optimize the fat burn condition. Which is amazing. So that any time when we have some of those weekends that are maybe a little bit off, that just kind of slows the overall success of just the fat burning property. And we're going to talk about some of that metabolic stuff that happens in that. And then scale fluctuations. And that's one of the major things we're going to talk about tonight, which is the scale, how the scale fluctuates because of that metabolic property that happens when we're in fat burn. And then lastly, strengthening your emotional decisions, because if you can go into a holiday with family and tradition and some of the stresses that come with that and still make really healthy decisions because it's important to you and your lifestyle right now, then that's just gonna build some really good, strong social skills for the future. So go ahead and move on to the next one. So to understand the metabolic conditions of fat burn, for those of you who are gonna stay in fat burn, we know that the 5-in-1 is 85 to 100 grams of carbs. We know that protein is gonna be about 70 to 115. If you guys are gram counters or if you're macro counters, this is what it looks like, and 25 to 30 grams of fat, okay? Anything outside of that potentially takes you out of that potential fat burn. Now that's gonna be based on activity, of course. It's gonna be based on how much muscle mass your body has. It's gonna be based on your overall size. But for the most part, those conditions have to be kind of met during phase one, during this time, to make it the most efficient. Doesn't mean you won't lose weight, but it can help you feel much, much better. Because what do we know about, let's roll on to the next one. What do we know about how this all like represents in the body? Is that muscle glycogen is gonna be stored in your muscle. Okay, there's about 300 grams of energy that can get stored in your muscle. There's about 100 grams, okay, or about 400 calories that's gonna be stored in your liver. And then your liver's job is to place that throughout the where it needs to go in times of need. So your muscles can only get rid of glycogen when they're being used. So through the course of the day, if you're lifting things, if you're doing your need activities, if you're doing workouts, that kind of stuff, you're depleting this, okay? Your liver will say, hey, blood sugars are low. We need to get some more sugars into the system, which is normal. That's a normal thing you do have. Your body will make sugars even if you don't bring sugars in, and that's okay. Let's go to the next screen. Okay, so here's what we know, right? So the program does an excellent job at balancing this out so that you're in this like homeostasis of just feeling really, really good. I like to call it in-flight fueling, you know, like the big jet planes that can fuel the jet fighters in the air, because eating every 3 hours is essentially just fueling your body, balancing out the insulin levels, and just allowing yourself to stay in this like semi-fat burning zone. And then, you know, you're going to burn a lot of the body fat in the evening time while you're sleeping, while you're fasted, right? So that's all going to happen. So this nice homeostasis thing that happens, you feel really great. What do we know about the benefits of being in that condition? Well, Gwen, you can pop them off if you. What do we love about fat burn? How do we feel?
Amazing. I wake up better. I always joke when people finally get into fat burn, they're like, something just happened. I woke up in the morning before my alarm, and then I ended up vacuuming the whole house before I did anything. What just happened? And I'm like, welcome to fat burn.
Yeah. So you have more energy, you have mental clarity. One of the other things is the appetite is reduced. So, and your focus is there. So you can literally walk by some plates of things kind of hanging out on the countertop and be like, you know what? I'm not even interested in that right now. It doesn't serve my needs, and I don't even crave it because you're in this nice balancing point, right? All right, next slide. Okay, so here is the thing about this. So if you decide to take a break, which is totally fine, like this is totally your decision, but if you decide that you're gonna do some things that are gonna take you out of the parameters of fat burn, here's what we need to know. Those muscles have been depleted and they store this level of glycogen and water molecules actually in order for the body to absorb that. So when we look at that 300 and that 100 grams, so the 400 grams, and with the attached water, that's 1200 to 1600 grams, depending on the size of the body and the water that's absorbed to that. We know there's 454 grams in a pound. So it is likely that just reintroducing carbohydrates back into those starved muscles, and I say that loosely, that word, but just putting that muscles like going, hey, give me some more glycogen, I want the more glycogen. You're gonna see about a 2.64 to a 3.52 pound of scale weight fluctuation, okay? What does that mean? It's normal. It does not mean that you gained that much fat, okay? Because 3,500 calories equals 1 pound of fat. So you would have to have, in that last scenario, have eaten 9,200 calories or 12,320 calories more than what your body burned that day. And your body's probably already burning about 1,300 calories just in your BMR. So I say this not as a get out of jail free card. I say this as just awareness that doesn't mean throw the baby out with the bathwater. It means if you decided to have pumpkin pie, and that was 35 grams of carbs times four, adds up the next day to 0.6 pounds, it's glycogen, water, and all the things that come with it. Of course, you know, you have the digestive system that has to do its job too. So all of that stuff plays into it. So I'm just saying, don't panic in that scenario, because next slide, stay on track the next day. Because remember, if we're getting started again, if we just say, I'm back to my normal plan the next day, instead of saying, I'm up 3 pounds, this, I knew this wasn't gonna work. And all the things that kind of start getting up in here, right? If we just get right back on the normal track, you're gonna see that success. And when you burn through that extra glycogen in your muscle, which as everybody knows, probably 2 to 3 days, or if you do a little bit of your walking program or a little bit of exercise, it's gonna be even less. So then you're back in fat burn, you didn't even skip a beat, you might've enjoyed a pumpkin pie, whatever, right? But just know where that's coming from. But again, if that pumpkin pie doesn't fit into your goals right now, you might wanna choose not to have it and have a different alternative. That's totally up to you. But just know that you're not stuck with those extra pounds that you fought so hard to keep off in the first place.
I love that, Casey. And in the chat, somebody asked, a couple people asked, if you would restate the amount of protein, carbs, and fat that are make up our program.
Yeah, so carbohydrates are gonna be 85 to 100 grams. And that's, you know, sometimes based on your choices, but it's also based on more active people can be a little bit higher into that 100 mark. It's going to be about 70 and, you know, 70 to about 115, depending on your choices of protein, and then 25 to 30 grams of fat, depending on your choices of protein.
I love that. And Casey, you make a really good point. If you choose to have the piece of pumpkin pie, or the piece of pumpkin pie might choose you, however you verbalize that, don't let that become the license to go and eat 3,000 more calories, because that piece of pie might only be 250 calories and 30 carbs, but then everything else now becomes a whole different story. So don't let one choice throw the whole thing out. And then Thanksgiving's on a Thursday, right?
Yeah.
And then nobody starts back on a Friday or a Saturday or a Sunday. And then
well, we do.
12,000 more calories because you have that old mentality. Just let that piece of pie be the piece of pie and resume as normal, like you said. I love
that. Yeah, the conscious eating habits and all the things that you're putting into play and your health coaches are helping you with, is just not going to really allow you to have that excessive amount of calories that's going to blow everything that you did. So being mindful, being just, you know, knowing what portion sizes look like and that kind of stuff is just a really, really smart thing to do. And you're not going to get yourself into trouble.
Love that. Oh my gosh. Guys, I want to point out what you're hearing with this is choices. It's all about the choices. This is not cheating. We so often are in that diet mentality from years and years of dieting, and we think, oh, I cheated. You didn't cheat, right? You made a choice to either get to your goal faster or slower. It's just going to be a little bit slower. Do you want to take, my mentor always says, you want to take the red Tesla to your goals, or do you want to take the Winnebago that's going to have a couple, you know, flat tires all along the way? As long as you continue, it's just a choice and it's okay. You're not going to get one flat tire and go slash the other three. Okay. So I'm going to encourage you guys to all kind of flip that script, as opposed to, because our subconscious is a very smart thing. Flip that script. If you feel like you're cheating, you're not cheating. It's just a choice. And this is a journey. There is no end to this. It is always, if you're not moving forward in your health, you're moving backwards. So even when you get to that first initial goal, you're going to choose, what's my next goal? And it's a continuous journey all along the way. So Casey, awesome. I love that. Thank you so much. And we are going to turn it over to Jen, who's going to give some tangible things that we're going to talk about, how to enjoy the holidays and not necessarily be so focused on the food, but what are the other great things that we get to enjoy during the holidays? Jen, take it away.
Yes, I love everything that you guys just shared, because that's so near and dear to my heart. My background was actually in personal training and dietetics for, gosh, like, I don't know, 17 years or so. And I lived in the gym world, but had a like got to a healthy weight, but I had a very unhealthy relationship with food. It was all about exercise, calories in, calories out, and it's like an obsession, which was unhealthy for me. And so thankfully I was able to not like have that freedom and really learn how to have that healthy relationship with food. I've had 5 kiddos and 4 in the past 5 years. So I've got to lose the pregnancy weight 4 times through Optavia, which has been such a great blessing. But you can go ahead and go to the next slide. But one of the great things that really, really helped me to kind of break through that exercise or that food addiction, body image disorder, all of those things that I battled for so long was staying grateful. Thinking about food as fuel, what it's actually doing in my body, how I can be nourished versus being obsessed over it. I was that girl that always thought about, what am I going to eat next? Okay, I just ate this. What's next? And it was very unhealthy. It didn't matter if it was holidays or just regular. And then I'm like, okay, now I got to go work out for 3 hours. And it wasn't sustainable and it wasn't going to help me to have that natural lifestyle with food. So, with being grateful, think about this when you're going into Thanksgiving week and, you know, we have a whole lots of events and parties probably this next month. Think about how you want to feel and be grateful for the food that you get to have. So sometimes we think, okay, I'm going to be eating my healthy fueling while everybody else gets all of this dessert. It's just not fair. Well, if that's our attitude, it's going to reflect. And so if we can say, I'm so thankful that I get to feel good and have energy and be able to have strong mental clarity, all the things that Casey just talked about with the benefits of fat burn, I'm able to have that, then it's going to be, yes, I'm so glad that I get to feel really well while I'm choosing that. And something else that helps me is kind of thinking about the people that are less fortunate, that don't know where their next meal is coming from, where they're, you know, digging around eating dirt from trash cans because they don't have food in their stomach. And when you put yourself and think about that, then you're like, thank God I get to have this fueling. Thank God I get to eat this turkey and vegetables with my family. It really, really just puts things in perspective. So taking the focus off of food and what we're eating and really focusing on the friends, the family, the people that we get to be around and have fun with to create memories. You're never going to say, I really, really, really am so glad that I ate the whole pumpkin pie. I'm so glad that I did that. Like that probably isn't going to happen. Does that happen for you, Chelsea?
Nope. I don't.
No, you're probably not going to think, I'm so glad I ate all those things. But after you eat something, are you going to be like, I'm so glad I stayed in alignment with my choices? And maybe your choice is to have a small piece of pumpkin pie, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up with it. That's part of that healthy relationship with food, is not beating ourselves up for it, but really being intentional, using stop, challenge, choose with every choice. A little quick tip I like to give, if you do choose that, is the 3 bite rule, the hello bite, the yep, that was good bite, and then the goodbye bite, because after 3 bites, you're really lost any of that, like that it's actually good. It's just kind of filling you up with things that, you know, you're going to just kind of feel kind of crummy afterwards. With that too, I did want to mention sugar. So I don't know if you know this, but Chelsea, did you know that when you have sugar, it actually lights up the same portion of your brain as if somebody that is addicted to cocaine?
I have heard that. I think it's in our Habits of Health book, in a picture. I think Dr. A put it in there.
Isn't that crazy? When I read that, I was like, oh my goodness, like that's how addicting it is. And for me, I was like, no wonder if I started to eat, like, you know, I would make cake if I had some, then I would want to just keep eating it, you know? So you definitely want to realize like what those choices are going to do until you have that relationship with food, where if you choose something, it will be a small portion, and then you can just move right on to that next choice. So you can go ahead and go to the next slide. So a couple tips that we have is when you go into Thanksgiving parties, everything, have any of you ever put a 1 in the chat if you ever said, I am not going to eat anything until the Thanksgiving meal so I can save all of my calories to eat that meal? Have you ever done that, Chelsea?
I'll put a 1 in the chat for that one. I've been all there. Right.
So what happens when we do that? We go in and we're hangry and we're just like, can't wait to eat. And then we're probably yelling at the kids in the car on the way, all of the things. And then we just overeat drastically. So really making sure you keep those same habits that you've learned through the basics in the beginning of eating an hour after, like within an hour of waking up in the morning, eating every 2 to 3 hours. If your meal is at noon, that you're still having that 9 o'clock fueling. So that way your blood sugars stay stable all day. Make sure that you hydrate. Drinking at least 64 ounces of water or half of your body weight in ounces of water. Thirst, when you are hungry, it will, like, if you're thirsty, you actually need hydration. It will trigger as hunger. So you'll tend to eat versus drinking your water. So making sure even before going to any events or anything, have half of your water already in so that you're already fueled or hydrated that way. And then you can continue to just eat every 2 to 3 hours, have your Thanksgiving meal. Since I've had 4 pregnancies that I had to do the 5-in-1 to lose the baby weight over and over, I've had lots of holidays to be able to have experience with that. And I typically chose just to stick with my lean and green because I knew that I would feel good. And I knew that I wouldn't have to like go back into that like addiction of wanting to eat other things. So, but make that choice, talk to your coach with what is best for you. Plan to serve or prepare the meal. So that way, you know that you have some healthy options. If you are following the 5-in-1 and say you have 2 parties and you're having one meal at one and the other, actually serve the dishes, like actually make the plates for people, like help clean up, do things that you're going to be active and being involved with the family without having to feel like you're missing out because you're not eating a big giant meal. If you have little ones or you know somebody that has little ones, they always appreciate help. So helping get their plates and serving them. So really just being focused on others and grateful for the experience, the memories that you are getting to make, and then planning an activity for everyone to do. So sometimes when we are around food, we just want to keep like focusing on the food. If we can clean that up and get it away and then do something fun, play a game, go for a walk, depending on where you live at, but do something that's going to be fun and active where you're focusing on creating memories and not just on what we are eating. So, plan any, Chelsea, any activities or things that you like to do with family or friends to kind of not think about making memories with food, but making memories with events or activities?
Yeah, absolutely. We always make sure that we take the dogs for a walk because those are our kids. And, but we always play games and it challenges our mind in a different way. And it's fun, right? The holidays are about spending time with the family and having experiences. The holiday food is pretty much the same every year, right? You know what that pumpkin pie tastes like, but yep. The memories are different and new every single year. And that's what we're going to remember, you know, in the coming years. So I love all of that. Those tips are so good.
100%. So go and enjoy that Thanksgiving, enjoy the holidays, but really think about, I like to kind of look at this season as preparation for your lifestyle. So whether you're on the 5-in-1 or you're in the optimizing phase, wherever that is, but this season is the preparation for your forever journey. And so once you hit that goal weight, you haven't arrived. It's a forever thing. So it's like, okay, now what's next? What's my next goal? I'm going to continue to always eat every 2 to 3 hours, always hydrate, always choose for fuel, always keep that consistent so that I'm eating for fuel and energy and quality of life and not for the comfort of what the food used to bring in the past for 30 seconds while you're eating it. So that's what I have for you. And thanks for letting me share tonight.
Love that, Jen. Thank you so much, so much. And one of the things I want to touch on here, guys, is really shifting. If you want to have the pumpkin pie, have the pumpkin pie, right? It's not about whether you eat it or not. It's about what we're thinking and our relationship to it. But I'm going to encourage you, you know what it tastes like. It's going to be there next year, right? Or when you get to your goal weight, whatever. But think about, I'm going to challenge you to flip that script. What do you get to have instead, right? Not, I can't have this. It's, I get to have that energy tomorrow morning to show up for my family. I get to feel good. I get to be one step closer to that first initial goal that I have and feeling great about it and confident. And that's a small win. So those small wins build our confidence. So Gwen, do you have anything else to touch on that before we,
No, I loved it. When you said choice is cheating equals choice. We don't love the negative. It's you just make the choice of what you want and how you want to feel after. And, you know, they say, just be a Boy Scout and be prepared. That's what I say.
Oh, I love that. Yes. Be a Boy Scout and be prepared. How about a Girl Scout?
I was a Girl Scout and my dad was the Boy Scout troop leader. So yes, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts all around.
All right. Perfect. I love it. Well, oh my gosh, guys. So we're going to give you one more cool thing here. You guys have heard some really incredible stories tonight. And you guys are all here tonight because someone shared their story with you. Have you thought about that? And I am going to bet that you are not upset with your coach for sharing this gift with you, right? So pop a one in the chat if you are beyond grateful for your coach living their journey out loud and sharing this opportunity with you. Guys, the people on the podcast, the ones are blowing up. There is so much gratitude here. So I'm going to challenge all of you guys to share your journey. Have fun. Live out loud. Pay it forward, along with building your own micro environment of health. All these people that are around you, everybody's going to see you on the holidays. They're going to start being part of your little health bubble. Build that health bubble and bring everybody in so they can feel just as good as you're feeling. So challenge you guys, take a picture now, take a picture tonight, hashtag on social media and put my story rocks. And the cool thing is you're going to get the opportunity to get featured next week on here because we switch these up each week. So hopefully I'm going to see some of your fun faces on the My Story Rocks next Monday. And Gwen, I think you're going to touch on what we are chatting about next Monday.
Absolutely. So yes, so we are going to be focusing next week on focusing what you are gaining versus what you are giving up. And that's one of the things I say to people all the time. It's when people say, well, I can't have that. Well, no, it's not that you can't have that. You're choosing to say not now because you're gaining health. So think about flipping that switch to not I can't, but I'm choosing not to because I have so much I want to achieve with my health. So with that being said, one last thing as we keep talking about podcasts, those of you that are listening on podcast, you already know where to find this. But for those of you that are watching this live, if you grab your phone, most phones come loaded with a podcast app. If you click on that podcast app and open it up, search Optimal Health Community. And then you can click the little plus button at the top right and now subscribe to that so you can then see all the past ones load. And I'm just going to give you guys a little pro tip here because, you know, I still get to choose the healthy choices every hour of every day. Some days, throw in the chat if sometimes it feels like it's every hour you're just holding on, and then other weeks it's like I'm just doing awesome. Well, when I really decided to lock in, I knew I needed to retrain my brain, and I knew about the habits, these Optimal Health Community podcasts. So instead of reaching out to my coach every time I wanted to go to the pantry because she would have lost her mind, I committed to every time I'd walk to the kitchen, I would flip on the podcast. I would turn it on. And I started really infusing the habits of health into my daily life to really rewire my brain and why I always would say I didn't, I was going to choose differently. And then I'd end up in the fish crackers or something that I don't normally even grab. Blink twice. If you grab things you don't even normally eat, when you're not being conscious, right? So every time I'd walk into that kitchen, I'd flip the podcast on. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I, in seventh grade science, learned about a little thing called Pavlov's dogs. And you ring the bell and they salivate and all of that. Well, guess what? At the beginning of the podcast, there's music. I got to the point, because I listened to these so many times, that every time I would feel that trigger wanting to derail me from what my goals and what I wanted to gain was, I would flip it on. I got to the point where all I had to do was listen to that music. The very beginning, I didn't even have to listen for 10 seconds. I would turn right back around out of the kitchen and choose what I was gaining versus what I was giving up. So you guys, use your phone as a tool. Download or subscribe to our Optimal Health Community podcast and flip that thing on every time you start walking toward that kitchen. And then you can start laughing about me and the Pavlov's dogs. Every time I got to the point where I just needed to listen to the music, because I chose myself and I learned through so many of these habits of health that was my easy tool. So I love our podcast app and all of that.
Love it. Gwen, such a good tip. And guys, thank you, all of you, for joining us. And Casey and Jen, Gwen, you guys are also amazing. Happy holidays to everybody. Enjoy your Thanksgiving and be sure to tune in next Monday. We'll see you guys later.
Bye, guys. See you next week.